This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at WorldSweeper.com, and I have on the phone with me our contractors of the month for April 2011, and this is David and Fran McCaskill. They are the owners of AccuSweep Services Incorporated, a company located in Columbia, South Carolina, that's been in business since 1987. And welcome, first off, David and Fran.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. We're excited about the interview.
All right. Well, I'm excited about what we're going to learn today and what kinds of things that you might have to offer other contractors and so forth, but also about your company. So I'll just let you go right ahead in that, and if you would, tell me about how you got in business and maybe why and where it's gone from there, whatever you'd like to say.
Okay. Well, in 1987, I was working as a sales executive for a radio station, and I was talking with one of my customers at lunch one day, asking him what type of business would be a great idea for me. And over the years, I had always asked any client that I'd taken to lunch. And this particular client said, what about the parking lot sweeping business? And I had never really thought about that. And he proceeded to tell me that he swept his own shopping center where his business was located. And he explained to me where he got his truck and so forth and how he did it. So I thought about it, and it seemed like a good fit for me, and just started asking some of my clients that if I were to buy a parking lot sweeping truck, would they let me sweep their parking lot? And, of course, they said sure, and got a truck and started to work.
Was it successful right off the get-go, or what? How did that part work out?
Well, a lot of nights out there in the field blowing sidewalks and picking up baby diapers, I can tell you that. But, you know, I just knew that if I stuck with it long enough, my dad always had a saying growing up, if you stick with the pump long enough, you'll get water. And I just really had a passion for what I was doing, and I just felt like that sooner or later it would pay off. If we did a good job for our customers, they in turn would pass us to others, and we would get more business and be able to grow. And that's exactly what's happened.
As somebody who grew up on a farm, I know that a lot of times when you're dealing with a pump, you have to keep pouring water into the pump before you get water back out of it. So I think that says something about the quality of work that you no doubt put out, which I know today is just because we've known each other for a while, and I know that you are known for quality, that has to come to the fore. You were saying something earlier about what your goal would be in an interview or who you would credit your success of your company. Talk about that again, if you would.
Yeah, well, you know, all the individuals that work with us are the folks who make the company what it is. And, you know, I really felt like I didn't want to be the focus of an interview to tell everybody what I've done over the years. I mean, I did start a company, but I'm certainly not, I cannot do it all myself. And without the support of all the folks that work in different departments, you know, there is no company. And I wanted to get Fran to go through and tell you a little bit about them, and I'll kind of share some color about these individuals. I mean, they're just, I don't think you're going to find any better group of individuals, male or female, anywhere in the country that work together in harmony like we do. We all have a common goal. We all understand that, you know, it's customer service that counts. And, you know, we're not always right in what we do. You know, if we're sweeping a parking lot, we can miss a piece of trash. If we're landscaping a property, we can miss a weed or two. But it's the follow-up that we'll do if we have a problem, the resolve that we have to go out there and fix it and know that we want the client to be 100% satisfied. You know, and I'm going to let Fran talk to you about some of the folks that work with us.
Just to follow up on that before you do, Fran, in my experience, when somebody has that kind of a commitment to customer service where you're darn sure going to go back when needed and do what needs to be done, and all the employees are aware of that, and that's part of your company philosophy, it doesn't happen very often because people will do a good job the first time knowing that they're going to be the one that goes back and fixes it.
It's very motivating when you're part of a team. They all work together. If somebody is behind in one area, the other guys will go help them finish up, because they do realize that it's going to make everybody suffer if somebody has to go back. And it does. It promotes a great amount of teamwork. It also promotes excellence in the service they provide. And we have really stressed to them, we treat every client, if they're a large client or a small client, they get the same customer service. If we sweep your parking lot once a week or seven nights a week, you still get the same service from us. We've let them know that it takes lots of pennies to make a dollar. So everybody gets the same treatment.
Very good. Well, tell me about some of these employees, Fran. I think that sounds like a good idea.
We've got a great group that works together. Ron Schuler is one of our operations managers. Everybody knows Ron because he is the one that gets to work at 5 a.m. He's there a good 2 hours before any employee hits the lot. If you ask him why he's there, he's going to say, because I love my job. It sounds a little bit like a Chevy Chase film being perfect, but he really does love what he does. He gets excited about coming to work every day. He is the last one they see when he leaves. So I would say he is probably the glue that holds everybody together in our operations. He's just a fun guy to work with. He would also tell you, with an employee, if he's dealing with conflict or trying to fix any kind of problem, he doesn't just pass it along to somebody else to take care of the next day. He handles it right then. If there's a conflict between employees, they handle it that day. He's really known for that conflict resolution.
You'd need somebody like that in an operation that you can really count on no matter what. As you say, the glue that holds it together, that's certainly true.
We've got a young woman, Shelby, that works in our office. I guess her official title would be like the office manager, but she is also the office mother. All the guys go to her when they have problems, if they need to borrow money, if they've got anything, they go to Shelby. She is also the one that scolds them and tells them to go back and get that weed they missed or go back and get something they missed on a parking lot. So she is firm with them, but she is also very mothering to them. They all very much respect Miss Shelby in the office. Then we have Bernard Goodwin. He works in our landscaping division. He supervises a group of guys that are out on the properties landscaping. Bernard, he really focuses on the client and getting a relationship with them. One of the things we love about our job is we get to know our clients and we establish relationships with them. And Bernard, I mean, just this week, I had a client. We told him Bernard would be out on their location each time that it was serviced, and Bernard hadn't been there in a couple of weeks. We had a different crew out there, and they said, we haven't seen Bernard, and he was part of our contract. And I said, well, I don't know if he was part of your contract, but we'll certainly make sure that Bernard's on site. So he goes by, he does that personal, how you doing? He knows everybody's name when he's on site. He knows every store manager. He is great. If they ask him to do something that's outside the scope of work, he never has that grumbly attitude like, I'm not going to go do that, or I'm not supposed to do that, or I don't have the equipment to do that. He just says, I'll figure out how to get it done. We've been really thrilled with Bernard and what he's done in our landscaping division. Another one of our fellows that we have is actually David and I's nephew, Fred. He started with us this year and is new. He has been dubbed the other duties as assigned guy because he's in charge of our special projects. And every day's different for Fred. He's doing something different every day. He's learned a ton since he's been with us. And that is my quote I give him every time he goes out in the field. He'll go, I'm doing what? And I'll go, other duties as assigned. And he's done everything from picking up parts to doing, any kind of special project we have out there. Fred's been doing asphalt repairs and, just anything we ask him to do, Fred is willing and able to do. And if he's not sure how to do it, he's very teachable to learn. So we've been real pleased with the work he's done for us in the last year. The last guy I want to tell you about is Mike Bissell. He is another one of our division managers. Mike does a lot of quality control. He is probably, I would say, the OCD fella of our group, and he will not leave a weed behind or leave a piece of paper. He loves for everything to be perfect. You would think he had a military background because he is very much a perfectionist. He keeps all the equipment clean. He keeps all the equipment running. If your tire gets a little bit low, he is the first one to add pressure. He is never one to say, oh, we can get by or we'll wait on that. We've been very fortunate, and Mike keeps us all on our toes and making sure everything's running smooth.
That's really a nice lineup and a nice rendition. I could tell you weren't looking at notes written down to be able to talk about all these positive qualities of people. And I can hardly wait until, I believe it was Shelby, learns that she's the one to go to borrow money.
Yeah, no, we don't publish that. I don't know.
We'll just have to let her deal with that. We'll see. We'll see how good she is.
We certainly, you know, one thing that we promote inside of our company is, you know, we try, anytime an employee is in need of any kind of help monetarily, we've always been one to help. I know folks stray away from that, but, you know, if somebody needs some help, we're not a payday lending source of any such, but if an employee needs anything, if they have a bill that comes out of nowhere and they need some assistance with it, Shelby oversees that, and she'll fill out the paperwork, and we'll advance the employees whatever they need to take care of it. You know, so she is a unique individual.
That's a nice quality to have to be able to smooth over those kind of things, and certainly a nice quality for you to offer in terms of your business too. And you know, being able to smooth out those kind of bumps that just can come up in anybody's road when you can. Is really something that brings you loyalty everywhere. You are talking about smoothing out the bumps in your employees' life, potentially in those times that they might occur. But at the same time, I heard you talking about smoothing out the bumps in your customers' needs, to where you have an operations manager that is going to do the job that needs to be done and make sure that it happens. On the customer side, that is enormous when they can count on you to handle what needs to be done, and so they don't have to be concerned about the company they work with or going to get somebody else just because it's a little out of your typical scope, that you'll find a way to handle it. So I certainly congratulate you on that.
We had a client that came out after she got off work, and we were finishing up doing some painting, and she had a flat tire, and they changed it for her. She sent us a nice note that said, hey, you know, we appreciate the fact that your guys offered to change my tire, and it's flat, and, it was 100 degrees outside, and here your guys are. They worked all day, and they had that wherewithal about them to ask me if I wanted them to change my tire. And she, of course, politely said, sure. And we did. We changed the tire. For the most part, I'm sure Ronnie never gave another thought about it. And, had she not sent us an email, I wouldn't have known that he'd even done it. He didn't even tell me that he changed her tire, you know. But it's folks like that that are just so crucial to any type of service business. And I get really frustrated when I go into any place that offers customer service. If I can't leave out and go, boy, that was really, I enjoyed that. It's such a letdown these days. You know, you go to any fast food place, you can expect poor service. It just bothers me. So to provide that little extra for customer service, it means everything.
Well, and one of the things it means is that you have developed a very nice climate for your employees to work in, and that comes through quite well in the things that you say.
Well, I think, you know, talk to all of my employees. One thing that they will tell you is that I'm not afraid to roll up my sleeves. You know, if they have a problem, I'm willing to jump in. The last thing I recall, somebody called me and said, hey, I cannot reach these palm branches on these 20-foot palm trees. And, you know, I just can't reach them. The ladder won't go that high. You know, how can I do this? And I said, well, let me come over there and show you. Well, I backed my truck up there and stood on the top of it and had an extension saw, and I pruned every one of them. And they walk away with the idea of, okay, I understand how to do that now. And, the boss came out to do that. That's real nice, you know.
Well, they know you're not worried about getting your hands dirty, which means you've done it before. And that's crucial.
That's for sure.
Let's talk about your sweeping into things a little bit, since this is World Sweeper, and I know most of the people, contractors especially, listening out there, also probably provide services other than just sweeping. But what do you do for sweeping? What kind of machines have you migrated to? Or tell me some competitive advantage tips about how to really run a good sweeping company.
Over the years, you know, we started, our first truck was a Ford 343G. It was a 1983 model, and then kind of stuck with something that works for us, and the Schwartz products have. There are certainly other good manufacturers out there. The trucks are just pieces of metal. You know, it's the quality of the operator. I don't care how big a truck you buy, how nice it is, or who the manufacturer is. If the guys behind the wheel and the person out there using the blower, taking down the sidewalks, cleaning them off, if you don't have the right mindset with those, it doesn't matter what you have. We've had a lot of success with the Schwartz equipment. What we found is that by, I guess, continually using that for, you know, the last 20-some-odd years, it's very easy to train our employees that come into next. I mean, they typically improve on certain features, so we may have a new toggle switch to show them when we upgrade a truck. It's easy to train them on how to operate the equipment. Plus, for us, we a graveyard for old sweeper parts. I mean, anything that we use, we never get rid of a sweeper. If its lifespan is over, we'll keep it another 5 years and part it out. You know, that's helped keep our costs down.
I think that's a really good point to bring up to other contractors out there, because I know a lot of times, of course, the inclination might be with your old sweeper to trade it in for almost nothing. If you are getting a new sweeper that is a vestige of the old sweeper, well, that's what sweepers do, is they break, because it's such a hard business on them. And to be able to have parts machines out there is a very critical part of running an efficient business, I think. Because from a customer point of view, too, instead of you having to wait for a day or two until, well, the machine's down, a lot of times if you have a parts machine, you can just handle it that way, bolt it on.
Some of the trucks, even after the lifespan of the front unit, even after the lifespan of that is gone, in some cases we've been able to recycle the rear unit, just pull it off and put it onto another unit to get another 4 or 5 years out of it. We stretch the lifespan of our parking lot sweepers till the very end. It keeps our costs down for our customers and allows us to be better than competitive with wages for our employees that work in the field.
That makes real good sense. What are the other things out there that you think have contributed to your longevity?
Well, I'll tell you a little trick that we've done to help us out. You know, sometimes we have clients that call and complain about whether or not a trash can was emptied on a particular night. What we did is we took 7 different colors of paint, and we'll paint the outside of our trash can liners. They're clear, they're white, and we've been using the same liners for years. And so we painted with a different color. So that way, if our guys do not change a Monday night trash bag into a Tuesday night trash bag, we know simply by looking on the edge what color it is, and we know if they changed it or not. Because so many times a customer will say, hey, you didn't change our trash can liner, and the trash is overflowing this morning. And I simply will say, let me see what color is on the liner. And I'll tell them in advance what colors of the night of the week they are. And if it is that color, we know it's been changed. So that's just one little tip we use.
That's a great one. I have not heard that before in all these years. That's a very good tip.
Don't tell anybody in South Carolina.
We can do that. We'll monitor to make sure that this information is not there for any competitors.
We also have some customers where we have stickers made up to leave on doors that we've been there and serviced the property. We don't leave them for every customer, but customers that we feel like need a little extra tender love and care, we'll leave a sticker on their door with the times that we were there. Also, if we have a particular area of a shopping center that tends to get a little more buildup, say around a rear door, we will have our drivers leave a sticker on that door as well, just so we know that they actually got out and went up to the door. Some of these rear entrances to shopping centers are hidden by truck wells, and if you don't get out of your sweeper and walk through there, you can't see some garbage that may have accumulated there. So by putting these stickers on the door, we know that they actually got out of the truck and walked back there.
So it's a good reminder for everyone in that sense.
Yes, sir.
Do you run 2 people on your sweepers, somebody to run a backpack and somebody to run the sweeper, or do you park the sweeper and do the backpack?
No, we run 2 people on a truck. We found that for being able to run an effective operation, you've got to have a driver and someone out there who's focused on blowing out stuff so you can get it up. It's just more efficient for us. Plus, if you run such tight labor restrictions on yourself by having one operator for a truck, if they're not there, you really put yourself in a bind and your customer. So running one operator to a truck is just not an option for us. We keep 2. We've been doing that for almost the entire time since we've been in business. And also, it's a safety issue. We had one of our drivers that had a heart attack And, you know, had we not had another operator with him, it could have been very ugly. But fortunately, we were able to drive him to a hospital close by, and it was a minor heart attack. I guess as minor as one heart attack can be, I guess if you're not the one having it, it's not minor, is it? It's a safety issue. You're out there in the middle of the night sweeping parking lots, and, you know, it's just good to have two people out there.
One of the things I saw from your website that you offered that just seems like a very good idea, I'm surprised that I haven't seen before, is that you advertise offering a free emergency cleanup for your contracted clients. Now, I've seen people in the snowbelt areas that say they'll give priority service to their customers in sweeping, but I haven't seen this, and of course, what a good idea. Emergency cleanup doesn't happen all that often, and yet people know that that's an extra service that they can count on by choosing AccuSweep.
What we found out over the years, you know, we'll come sweep your parking lot, and later on you've got an after 2 a.m. party that swoops in and they leave a case of beer in the parking lot. You call us, we've already been there and cleaned it, but if it's there in the morning at 6 a.m., call us, we'll come back, no charge. We've had shopping center windows broken out after we've, you know, cleaned up the sidewalk, and we'll go back and clean it up. One occasion, someone had killed a deer and cleaned it and left the parts in the parking lot. And, you know, we had to go back and pick those parts and pieces up. So the cleanups at no charge for the customers, it's just a good thing to do. And we even had a car burn up one night, and they called me at about 8 in the morning and said, hey, we had a car that caught on fire, and, you know, the fire department had put it out. And it had been towed, but they left some stuff on the ground, and we went out and cleaned it up.
Well, it is an astonishing array of things that get left in parking lots, and I would assume that when somebody left the remains of the entrails of the deer, that you went to Shelby and said, who owes us money? We've got a job that...
That's how we pick them.
Well, that'd be the way to handle that, I think. What else should we talk about?
I'd like to talk about a little bit of our plans for the future. One thing I mentioned to you when we talked earlier, we do have two teenage girls. One thing that we have learned is coming up with this new generation is technology rules. Everybody in our house texts, and, you know, we've got Facebook, we got tweets going on. And one thing that I'm real excited about is we are revamping our website as we speak right now, and we'll probably go live by the end of April. One of the things we're excited about is we are going to use social marketing. I've gone to several classes on social media marketing. And in our industry, we're still kind of in an 8-track world when there's iPods out there.
That's right.
So we're real excited about the opportunity to use Facebook and to use, you know, to use all those kinds of social markets where these younger property managers that are looking for sweepers and other services, they are out there, you know, they're online. I told my Yellow Page rep the other day I wasn't interested in doing, you know, any more Yellow Page advertising, that we were doing totally online. I have a journalism background, and what has changed in that world is just amazing to me. We're going to put our daughter, who is college age, is going to be in charge of our Facebook website, which she was thrilled she's going to get paid for doing Facebook. So.
Right. It doesn't get much better than that.
And I think it's the perfect job. So we're going to use what we've got. We've had to take what we have and use that to benefit. We're really excited about the opportunity of really communicating with our clients on a daily basis. We'll have such things as, you know, different tips for, you know, whether it be cold weather. We're going to have them where they can access us online if there is a snowstorm and they need snow removal, or if there's ice, or if there is one of those emergency cleanups. They can get us immediately online. We'll also be communicating just general things that are going on at different times of the month, you know, in regards to landscaping. You know, it may be the time of year we get a lot of calls on when do you prune, you know, my crepe myrtle, or, you know, when do I need to put the winter rye out, or things like that for the landscaping. And with the parking lot sweeping, it's the same thing. You know, a lot of people don't know we can do, you know, asphalt repairs. You can't do it when it's 20 degrees. They're not making asphalt. So we're going to communicate with customers. We have found in our web design with the marketing company we're working with that people go to websites to be educated. And we hope to not just be a source of saying, here's what we do, and these are our services. Call us if you want them. We want to educate people. I want you to be able to come to my website and say, I learned something today. I learned about, you know, whether it be a landscaping feature or a sweeping feature, that they'll be educated when they leave our website. Whether they use us to do their service or not, they'll gain knowledge on the industry, and I think that's good for the industry as a whole.
Certainly good for the industry as a whole. I would agree to that, but it's also good for the people that are professional within the industry, because the more the people know, the more they realize that they need people who are not fly-by-night and who are up on the latest methods and so forth. And I'll mention that I see David at the National Pavement Expo pretty much every year. You keep up with the latest in training and education and so forth in the industry, and that brings a lot to the table, I think. There have been a lot of changes, certainly in the 20 years that I've been here, which is about the same amount of time that you've been in the industry too, David.
Yeah, the continual education that we get, you know, you always go to the National Pavement Expo, and you get an opportunity to meet with individuals that are doing the same thing that I'm doing, and, you know, and you always come away with something new that you can take back and put to work. It's a way to recharge, I think. I always come out of those seminars, and I'm just recharged, ready to go back and put some of them to work. And, you know, every year is a little bit different, and it's always nice to catch up with what's happening in everybody else's backyard, and, you know, everybody brings a little tip, you know, how are you saving fuel, or how are you doing this? And it's always fun to get together for the common cause of the industry, you know, and what can we do and how can we do better in the light switch, you know.
I always think it's amazing how you can come back from the National Pavement Expo with all that new information and feel recharged and still be so sleep deprived.
That's something that will be off the record.
Well, that's where some of the best of the information actually comes in, is so it needs to stay on the record, because the people that just go to the seminars and then don't socialize the rest of the time don't get a lot of the tips and tricks that the contractors from other parts of the country convey. That's what happens you know, after hours. So
it's
really hard to not have that available.
Well, you are 100% correct. There are a lot of, when you're just sitting down over a glass of iced tea and, you know, at the end of the day, or having dinner with someone that's, you know, in the same industry, you gain a lot of valuable information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first time many years ago that I learned about this, the fuel tax credit, which I'm sure most people know about, you know, for off-road fuel, it was in that same type setting. You know, having dinner, boy, what a tremendous amount of money I have made off of that, because we keep detailed records. And we collect that, we get that tax that we pay for on road that we buy at the pump. We get it back every year, and we document it. And I learned that from a dinner, and it is many, many thousands of dollars a year that comes right back to the company because of that tip.
I'll have to just say you're welcome on that one, because you may not know that I was the one who put that together with the IRS. So,
Well, thank you. Once
a long time ago.
Still working today.
Yeah, and still working today. That's right. Well, this has been marvelous. Is there anything that you think we've missed that we should cover before we wrap it up?
Well, I guess the only thing that I would say for all the folks who are in business in the light sweeping industry in particular right now is it's an unusual market that we're working in, and that some of the folks are offering work to us light sweepers at a value that is not desirable, not in order to keep the equipment and the quality of work up to standard. So I would simply tell the other contractors to not give in, to hold on to their integrity for what they're doing with their business. If you wear out a sweeper and you're not able to make any profit with it, then sooner or later it's going to be in the graveyard. It's better to be in the graveyard with money in your pocket. So don't sacrifice your quality of service just for volume. It's not worth it.
To put my two cents on that one too, we are now definitely hearing of other contractors that in different parts of the country that have said no to some of these zero margin jobs that are being offered out there by national service providers, and that they are then getting the work back later at what one might call a livable normal profit wage. So that turnaround is occurring in some market areas too.
Well, I would tell you that, you know, what we do is we offer a valuable service to customers. I'm not going to take any and all business. You know, it's number one, if we're going to provide a service, we've got to be paid for it. And if not, it creates a ripple effect that is undesirable for all that work inside the company. Working as a team, we're all looking after one another here. And as part of that team, I can't willingly participate with something that is ultimately not going to be good for the entire company. And that's selling ourselves short. So if we have a price that we have to get in order to pay for everything and make a nominal profit margin. And if we can't do that, someone said one time, I can sit at home and make no money. So if I'm not going to be paid, I'd rather sit home and enjoy my family.
Well, that makes good sense, and I think that's a good reminder for everybody listening. And really from the any of your customers that may be listening, it's the same thing. And I believe they would agree wholeheartedly that at the same time, we don't want those contractors that are out there ripping off the marketplace. But the American bidding system really does bring prices down to a normal profit level, and you need to know what your costs are in every situation so that you can bid at that level, and it's not in a property manager's best interest to have a company that can only sustain a given price for 6 months or a year and then go out of business, because there's a lot of retraining and learning and cost that comes up on their end time you do that as well. So that's an excellent reminder.
Well, for new contractors, it looks like such a grand deal to be able to pick up a large number of parking lots to go clean. Being inexperienced, you can sometimes step in the wrong direction. And I just want to caution all these folks. I was reading online today just some horror stories of folks that have been promised things by national vendors. They go out and they buy all this new equipment, and then and just one stroke of a pen, they're done. And, I just hate to see anybody. It's tough enough to be in business when you're doing the right thing. And, to see some of these young contractors that are struggling, it's a tragedy. So I think if we all take a stand and say, hey, we're not going to sacrifice ourselves just because of doing volume, then I think we'll be better off on it.
Well, I can't think of a better place to leave this conversation than that, because if that's the one large elephant in the room in the sweeping industry right now, are these unsustainable contracts and national service providers having made commitments that the people who are actually doing the work, there's no way they can follow through and provide the services at those prices. So that's an excellent thing to leave us with, I think. Unless you have something else, we'll wrap it up.
That sounds good.
Well, we've been talking with David and Fran McCaskill, and they are the husband and wife team that are in charge of AccuSweep Services, Incorporated. Been in business since 1987. They're located in Columbia, South Carolina, and they are the worldsweeper.com April 2011 Contractors of the Month. Thanks again.
Thank you.